The main problem is that people have no idea what their rebuilding cost is, and they don't know where to go to get it, and they're not prepared to go and see a chartered surveyor and get that figure. And therefore, they will give their market value of their property, thinking that that probably is good enough.
And how is it calculated by an insurance company when they assess the value of the property against the cost of a rebuild?
What tends to happen is this. There's something called average, and that is a clause in a policy which says if you only insure for 50% of the rebuilding cost of your property, then whatever your claim is, they will only pay out 50% of what your claim is.
So that's going to leave a lot of people out of pocket quite considerably.
It is. I'll give a personal example. My market value of my property is about 460, maybe 500,000. But I worked out, using the Association of British Insurers calculation site, that my property was probably worth, the rebuilding cost was 600,000. And therefore, I would be underinsured if I declared 500,000.
I guess most people would consider that the value, the resale value of their property would probably more than cover the cost of rebuilding.
That certainly was true in the old days when the land that you own, that your property is on, let's say in my case, it was 100,000 to buy the land and £300,000 to build the property. Nowadays, because of the cost of inflation on building materials and the cost of the building trade, it's sadly no longer that way round. It is quite possible that the majority of people are going to be unwittingly underinsured if they think that the market value of their house is what they should insure for.
The problem, Malcolm, is, isn't it, that these days, like so many other things, insurance has rocketed in price in recent years. I mean, home insurance has become very expensive. The temptation is always to go for the cheapest option.
Yes, and that certainly isn't the best option. And also, I would caution people against going direct to an insurance company. The reason why I say that is if you go direct to an insurance company, they are going to ask you for the estimated rebuilding cost of your property, and that will be the sum insured in the policy. However, if you go through an insurance broker and they have a delegated scheme, it is likely that scheme would have a blanket sum insured, typically 750,000. And although they might ask you for your estimated cost of rebuilding, the policy that they issue has that 750,000 sum insured. Therefore, you would not be underinsured and you would not be subject to average.
There is light at the end of the tunnel, isn't there? You say there's a website which people can go to and do a calculation to give them a pretty accurate estimate of what they should be looking for.
Absolutely. It's the Building Cost Information Service, which is a division of the Royal Institution of Chartered Surveyors, RICS. And it's provided on the Association of British Insurers website. All you need to do is to search on ABI Rebuilding Calculator, or you can go directly to the site by typing in a particular website address.
One thing to point out at the end of it, and I think that you've made this point to me earlier, is that the rebuilding costs for property in the Isle of Man are probably in excess of those in the UK.
They are indeed, and in fact that is taken into consideration on this site because it is done by your postcode. But roughly speaking, when I did mine last, which was in June this year, the average square metre cost is £2,500, which seems an eye-watering amount. So what I would suggest people could do to get a rough estimate of the cost of rebuilding their property is just march around your property, get the square metreage, multiply it by the number of floors, and then multiply that by 2,500, and that will give you an approximate rebuilding cost.
Thank you for making it to the end of the Manx Radio newscast. You are obviously someone with exquisite taste. May I politely suggest you might want to subscribe to this and a wide range of Manx Radio podcasts at your favourite podcast provider, so our best bits will magically appear on your smartphone. Thank you.